Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm from a holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of Zion tremble. For the land, the day of the Lord is coming. It is near. Joel sounds the alarm for the people of Zion all those years ago, but it is also an alarm for us today. Yet even in the face of the Lord's return, Joel reminds the ancient Israelites that the Lord stands waiting for their return, with hearts for reconciliation with God. God is gracious, merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. This season of Lent, which commences today with the imposition of ashes, is a season of communal and personal penitence that prepares our hearts and our souls for our most holy season, that being the passion of our Lord, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. To help us orientate ourselves for this season, it's prudent for us to reflect on our relationship with God. Who is God to us, and who are we to God? Through Jesus Christ coming into the world, we gained a larger insight into God's existence and in God's love for us. Through Scripture, with the accounts of the prophets and the apostles and the disciples of Jesus, we have testimony from witnesses and the community about their relationship with God. And now through the Holy Spirit, we have an advocate with God, a line of direct communication, if we are only to connect with it. God sent Jesus into the world as an instrument of reconciliation through love, compassion, and justice. But through our own sinfulness, we drift away from God. Our sin becomes a disturbance in our relationship with God. Our fallenness, our brokenness, our constant repeating of all that stands in opposition to the essence of God puts us away from the heart of this one crucial relationship in our lives. No other relationship exists where one half offers the full depth of love, compassion, and justice as God offers for us. No other relationship, period. This relationship with God is the core of our creation, whether we choose to acknowledge it or not. Our acknowledgement is within our own power, because God is the constant in the relationship, and we are the variables. So we need a reminder to realign ourselves with God's creative intention. So this is the season. This is the season that is our annual reminder. This is the season that has been repeated for centuries in the church. By your participation here today, you join with millions around the world in seeking to realign your lives with God. The ashes that we use today are a symbol of our intention to do just that, and to remind ourselves of our fragility as organic beings that often lament the distant relationship we have with God. God has freely offered us the grace of reconciliation through Jesus Christ, and it's now up to us to respond with penitence and obedience and with hearts desiring a deeper connection. Paul reminds us not to accept this grace in vain, but to do something with it, to respond appropriately, to do it now. See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation, he says. There are no barriers to God's grace but our own. We are commended as servants of God, Paul says, through our endurance, our hardships, our sleepless nights, by patience and genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God. As we start into our Lenten journey today, let the words of Jesus be carried on our hearts as a guide for each day of this season. The words of Jesus you heard from the Gospel according to Matthew remind us that we are to remain humble and reverent in our giving of ourselves and our gifts to God. We are to pray in quiet where God will connect with us in the stillness and the silence of our prayer. We are to fast in a way that does not draw attention to what we are doing. We are also to focus our lives on the values of the kingdom: love, justice, reconciliation, and compassion, and on an ongoing relationship with God and each other. These are the treasures that will be the most valuable to us as we live out the rest of our lives. We are truly blessed, I believe, that the ancient church established this holy time of penitence and reconciliation as a time of preparation for the passion of our Lord and for his ultimate defeat of death. We need this reminder every year of just what blessings we have as followers of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. What a blessing it is to believe in a God that only wants to be in a full relationship with each of us. What a blessing to constantly reflect and pray about this relationship, knowing that the Holy Spirit is there to guide and to comfort us. May this day, this Ash Wednesday, be holy for you as we start this season here at the Church of St. Luke and St. Matthew. May you find space in your life this season to be still before God and to allow God to be in communion with you. Take up this holy time each day as a spiritual discipline and reflect on how God is calling you into a deeper and deeper relationship. May God bless you and keep you close this Lenten season.